Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb as we get to the midweek version of this fine, fine segment. What is the good of the day today?
The power of social media.
Power of social media. Good? That's awesome.
Every once in a while, it is used for good.
It is.
A woman took to Twitter, I believe, or some sort of social media, talking about how her backpack had been stolen.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
And the contents in her backpack were an iPad and some other stuff. But what she really, really cared about was this teddy bear.
Oh, no.
And she really, really wanted. She had a picture of the teddy bear that she splashed all over social media. She's like, if you can just return this teddy bear, no questions asked. The reason why is because the teddy bear had a voice recording of her late mother.
Oh, okay.
That's why she wanted that bear. Well, Ryan Reynolds saw this and offered a $5,000 reward to anyone who could return the bear.
Please tell me they found the bear.
Within a day, the bear was returned unharmed. Back to the woman, no questions asked. It was just, you know what, I keep everything else. We just really want this bear.
Wow.
So
it's kind of sad that the person who returned the bear didn't go, and you know what, I had a change of heart.
Yeah.
I don't want your iPad.
I guess no Grinch story here.
Right. Just the bear. Bear came back.
Just the bear. Which, I mean, you know, that's near and dear. I know for like my wife who, you know, lost her mother a couple years ago, she has old voice messages that she saved.
Yeah.
You know, and just,
yeah, I hear that a lot too.
Just, you know, she hasn't. She's like, every once in a while, she'll just listen to it when, you know, the mood hits.
Yep. I've heard that kind of story too, where people have kept messages, they've kept voicemail greetings.
Yeah.
Just anything that's got the voice on it, because it's very near and dear to them. And I'm very glad that Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, so this is, you know, the power of social media does work from time to time.
It does work positively from time to time. I saw this amazing story, I want to say a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, about this little boy who saved his little sister from a dog.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, all the Avenger actors are like giving him gifts and like, come to the set of the new Spider-Man movie. Here's a shield. Captain, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is offering himself. Like, that's... In 1980, you couldn't do that. Like,
yeah, you never had
like,
that.
Somebody would have to write a letter to the studio and had to get to the
right
people.
Put a stamp on it and then drop it in the mailbox.
Send it by passenger pigeon or some sort of Pony Express.
Hope that it gets there.
It would get to California in 30 days. And then they would act on it. And then maybe the local news story would do something on it a couple of days later. But now it's like on a Monday you could do something. And then by Wednesday you could be getting all sorts of accolades and gifts from celebrities around the world.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, you're getting your 15 minutes within just a couple of days.
Yeah. If you're not famous, you're not trying. You know, you can be famous for something. You can be famous for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Look, Rex Chapman, former Kentucky great, has got a really good Twitter feed. He always puts positive stories on there. Sometimes it's a little political and I get a little tired of it, but sometimes he'll go, here's a dog so excited to see their owner. And you just watch it and go, oh.
Or like the most recent one, I think was, just a picture of a dog and his owner, and they're both chowing down a watermelon. That's just fun.
That's great stuff. That's right. So good. The power of social media.
Power of social media can be a positive sometimes.
What's the bad of the day?
I really don't want to do this.
Okay.
Dr. Fauci.
What is Dr. Fauci up to now? Why is he in the bad?
He's making excuses for his bad first pitch.
No, don't do that.
Yes,
he needs advice from us. Just accept for what it is.
Just accept it. Don't.
It was fine. Nobody's upset.
I mean, he's throwing a couple out there. He was nervous for his big moment, so he was practicing on a little league field. Warming up his arm. It had been some time since he had thrown a ball, so he was on a little league field, and that kind of hindered his performance on the major league because of, well, one, he woke up and he said his arm was just hanging off of him. I guess he had thrown too much.
So he went to practice at a little league field.
He practiced too much.
And he basically now needs Tommy John surgery.
He practiced on a Little League field, which I'm not sure if you know this. The mound is a little closer to the plate than in a major league ballpark.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't make 9-year-olds pitch from 60 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah. And then when he realized that's why when he was walking to the mound, remember, like, all of a sudden he just stopped and turned around real quick?
Wait, it's further than I thought? Yeah. I got a pitch from there?
That's why he stopped and turned around, and then he said, you know, he realized that the catcher was further away, so he tried to throw a bullet.
Oh, well done. Listen, it was funny. It was cute. America loved it. Don't make excuses for
it. No, just own it.
Just own it.
Just know this. You know, his bad pitch will not be considered the worst one ever.
Right.
So he's got that going for him.
Plus, we don't hear... I always give this is a lesson for those of you out there. If you need to, let's say you're running late to work, right? And you overslept, you did something irresponsible. So you go in and you know your boss is going to be mad. So then you say, I'll lie. I'll say I got pulled over by a cop. The worst thing you can do is go into your boss's office and go, you're never going to believe this. I was driving, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this red car came speeding past me. And I went and followed the red car, and then a cop came, and the cop was arguing with me, and I said I didn't speed, but he caught me. The best thing to do is go, hey, I'm sorry I'm late, I got pulled over. You don't need to elaborate. Don't elaborate. Just say it and move on. Same thing in this situation. You don't need to get into details as to why you threw a bad pitch. Just go... I am not athletic. I'm an epidemiologist.
And we were fine
that
with that.
That is all I can say. You know what I don't do for a living? Throw baseballs.
And listen, I even gave him the excuse. I even gave him an out saying, man, what would happen if you threw a perfect strike?
Right.
We would be saying, what are you doing? There's a pandemic going on. Get back to work.
Exactly. If you had nailed it, we would have assumed you've spent 8 hours a day working on this, maybe even bringing people into your inner circle to help you, and now all of a sudden you want no,
or maybe him making excuses for that first pitch, because I'm not going to say it was horrible.
No,
I mean
no.
It was, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
We love we love the fact that people have these moments where they miss pitch it and. Don't make excuses. 50 Cent, I want to know what the hell happened.
But yeah, because he's an athlete.
Dr. Fauci, we get it. We get it.
Yeah. And maybe, you know what? And maybe he's bringing the focus back to his first pitch because, you know, he was sitting in the stands watching the game.
That is true.
He had
the mask
down around his chin, sitting elbow to elbow with people. I know they're probably in his inner circle, but still, not a good look.
By the way, Darren Revelle says that the Topps baseball card of Dr. Fauci is now selling like on eBay.
Of course it is.
I mean,
of course it is.
A lot of money.
You know, he posted a photo the other day, and I absolutely love this one. He said he opened up a bunch of like 90s basketball cards.
Yeah.
And he had one. God, I can't remember who he had. Like Mark, he had one of Mark Jackson.
Oh, this was great. Yeah, I saw this tweet.
Right. But in the background, what makes this card so special is in the background is the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, but right after their parents were murdered and before they got like arrested for it. So in the gap between the murder of their parents and the fact that they were they were arrested for the crime, in between they went to a game.
Forever immortalized.
And
it's so...
the photographer who was catching Mark Jackson got them in this basketball card.
Just by chance. I mean, yeah, they're just two random people sitting on a bench, but you're looking like, look, there's Eric and Lyle.
Yep.
There they are.
That's fantastic. That's great. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, I don't know if you've seen these. I think we talked about it before. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Crocs.
Yeah.
Got together and created a shoe that looks like a bucket of chicken.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure we mentioned it then. We said, these are stupid. Who's ever going to buy these?
I know. Because you and I we're on the pulse of the American public.
Yeah.
Knowing their tastes, we said this would never make it.
Right.
Never make it.
Well, they were released yesterday, and they sold out in 30 minutes.
Sold out the second they got put on the market.
Not only that, but minutes after they were sold out, you could buy a pair for a couple hundred dollars on eBay.
This is why I can't do this, man. This is why I was like, who? I mean, from now on, if this should be the example in my life where I go, when somebody goes, no one will ever buy. They bought Crocs as buckets of chicken.
As buckets of chicken.
I don't care what you're selling. There are people in America that will say, I will buy that.
Not only that.
I will buy that.
No, let me take it a step further. They look so much like a bucket of chicken. I was struggling trying to figure out, how is this a Croc?
Oh, I know. When I saw them, I went, one, I thought they looked pretty good, right? But I was like, oh, it looks better than I thought. But the second thing I thought was, this is such a novelty. I get why people would buy
this. That's exactly, yeah.
Like, I get why people would, like, you want to see my shoes? You want to see what I just bought? Look at these, man. Look at these. And people go, wow, that is wild. That I completely understand.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to, you know, you and I aren't going to see anyone just cruising through a grocery store wearing them.
No.
You know, maybe a doctor seemed to love wearing Crocs. I don't really see Crocs being worn too often anymore. I mean, when they first came out, they were huge. And in fact, it was the first shoe my middle son, it was the only shoe he would wear when he was younger.
Right, right.
I couldn't get him to wear anything else but Crocs.
My daughter still wears hers. She has a pair. Her and her friends on the basketball team still wear them.
Yeah. Probably, like, you know, before they lace up, right?
Yep, they wear them like with the socks on. Because I remember, I go, socks and Crocs? She goes, Dad, I'm putting them on. I'm wearing them to the game and putting my shoes on.
Yep. Because you got to take care of those shoes.
She's like, I'm not putting on another pair of sneakers. I'm sliding these things on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. They're out there. There's a Croc out there that looks identical to a bucket of chicken.
That's great.
They're going to be hard to find.
Can't wait for the Big Mac sandals or the, you know.
The Oscar Mayer wiener.
Exactly.
That'll be down there.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call. Sports Map Radio Network.